Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, January 12th. We're back with you. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
You're a little sick this morning.
I am.
Yeah, and you said you took some Benadryl and you're a little loopy?
Not too bad, but a little drowsy.
I know. Well, this is going to be a fun show because I had to take some pain medication for my teeth yesterday. I had a tooth extracted.
Oh, my gosh. That's what you were going to the dentist for.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
So I'm a little loopy myself this morning. So we're going to have a lightheaded show today.
That's the perfect. That's the best kind.
Yeah. So we do have a guest in the studio. We'll get to her in just a few minutes. And so, Kelsey, how's everything? You've been busy again, now back in town and everything?
Oh, back on
the
grind.
Hit the ground running.
No rest for the weary. Yeah, it has been kind of crazy, which is probably why I got sick, because, you know, Vegas was really grueling, really long work hours.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get a lot of sleep, plus I was traveling, and you know how that goes.
And just think how many people you came in contact with, you know? I mean, and you stand close to them, they talk to you, all the germs and everything.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And then, you know, flying where the same air is being circulated.
Yeah.
So it's a bad combination. I'll get better. Hopefully it won't turn into an infection or anything, but right now I could use a nap.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, maybe take a little break and take a nap. You know, you deserve it.
I have a shoot after this, but then after that, I have the late afternoon off. So
good for you. There you go.
I'll be able to take a little break.
Yeah. Cool. Well, but at least you do the fitness thing and everything, so it keeps you high energy, right?
It does. Well, you know what? I'm guilty of not having done it lately just because of the Vegas show and then now being sick. I haven't really been regularly hitting the gym like I usually do.
Oh, okay.
I usually go every day, but the past week or so I haven't been, but I'll get back on it.
Okay.
Once I get feeling better.
It's okay. We won't use it against you. That's fine.
Yes. Hey, I'm not a fitness model. I'm a entrepreneur. So.
Yeah, there you go. You see, you do a million things.
Yes, just want to be healthy.
Cool. So with this Gymra, which is your fitness website. So you were, I mean, you're part of it. You're not just a model there, right?
Oh, no. I'm the owner, actually.
Founder. Oh, you're the owner of it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So. I thought, well, maybe a partner or like a big honcho there, like an executive or something. So you launched the company?
I'm a COO.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, yeah, it's great. And, you know, we've got the website renovated to a T. And so it's looking really, really nice finally. We have a great chief technology officer on it. He's out of Vancouver, graduated with a doctorate in computer technology from UCLA, I believe.
Nice.
So, yes, he's got some great credentials, and we're loving his work. And then, you know, we're really at a crucial time. We're doing well, and we were super excited because our YouTube channel actually met our goal for the year. We wanted to surpass 300,000 subscribers on January 1, and we did. So that was exciting. But that's really secondary to the website and the subscription-based program that we run. You know, we have nutrition plans and workout programs, anything from Pilates to bodybuilding to yoga to high-intensity interval training. So we have a plethora of things to choose from, and we're really excited about what the new year is going to bring.
Yeah, and you have a huge audience because a lot of people are into that stuff, right?
They are.
To live it well and things like that. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, we're actually, might as well say it now, we're having a contest that I'm shooting the promo for this afternoon, and the winner gets $2,000.
Wow.
And it's a before and after contest.
Uh-huh.
So basically what you do is you just pick a program, one of our programs, and you take a picture of yourself now, and then you do it for a few weeks, and then take a picture of yourself after.
Oh, wow.
Right. And whoever has made the most progress will win the cash prize.
Like the Biggest Loser or something.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah. Whoever loses the most. There you go. You see. So how can people enter?
You know, let me actually pull that up right now. Okay. I have the press release.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. It's like I have to.
Well, she was not prepared to promote it this morning, but that's okay. The website is Gymra, by the way.
Yeah, GYMRA.com.
Right. And you guys can find out more of Kelsey's website and the videos. You guys have several trainers there. And a lot of different exercises and things like that. So videos and all that stuff.
You know. Yeah. So basically how it works is you'll record a video, you know, on the first day. Because we want to make sure that there's no cheating, essentially. Right. Because somebody could have an old picture from years ago and then,
That's true. Huh? So do they have to send it to you?
Yes. They have to send a video clip to contest@gymra.com.
Okay.
And basically, you know, just saying... on the first day of the program, stating your name and fitness goals and making sure to show a full body view of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then after completing the challenge, and each program is a certain number of weeks. Right. So that's set, you know, and you can pick whatever program you want, like high intensity interval or whatever. And, you know, it's maybe 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever. So the day you want to start, you record that video stating all those things I just mentioned. Then you do the program. And on the last day, you record another video. And make sure to show a full body view and email them to contest@gymra.com and you could win a $2,000 cash prize.
There you go. And go to the website, gymra.com. And I'm sure there's more information on there, right? Do you have information on the website?
We don't yet. We're actually just filming. This is a little premature because we're filming the promotional video today.
Oh, okay.
But we'll be putting it up on the website and on our YouTube channel. So.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You know, so if you want to enter, start with your video.
Yes. Yes. We think it's going to be fun. And we're going to be having a lot more contests and stuff like that. You know, we thought this challenge would be kind of a cool thing because people have expressed some interest in doing that. Plus, our programs work so well. I mean, they're designed by expert trainers in Los Angeles and California area. And we even fly some people out, like my girlfriend, Allison. She's a bikini competitor, actually, in Texas. And she's in amazing shape. So she flew out and did some bodybuilding segments for us.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll be having some more contests, like, you know, clothing gift cards and all kinds of stuff for various things. But yeah, this is our first one, our debut contest. We're very excited about it.
And how long have you had the company now?
Oh, man, 2.5-3 years.
2.5-3 years. Yeah. So that's pretty good. I mean, you've built quite an audience. Which is very nice.
We have.
Very cool. Well, much success to you with that.
Thanks. It's exciting. I love to see it grow. That's what's so great about a business. You know, you kind of get to see it flourish and grow, and it's a good feeling because you really get to see your hard work pay off.
Right. And then you go, hey, I did it myself, you know?
I know. Yeah. It's nice. It's great. I love it.
Wow. So just a couple things real quick from the news. I guess the St. Louis Rams are thinking seriously of moving to L.A. now. And I guess the owner of the team. Yeah, because there's three teams that are trying to move to L.A. now because we don't have any teams.
That's true.
Yeah, we used to have the Rams. Then we had the Raiders. But then the Rams moved to St. Louis, and we never built a stadium that's good enough for the NFL, I guess. So now they're planning on building one. It's a multi-purpose stadium, so it's probably going to be different games and things like that. But it looks more serious and immediate that it's going to happen. I mean, I don't know how long it'll take to build that friggin' stadium, you know?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's huge. But we do deserve a football team. I mean, we're the second largest city in America, and some cities have two. We have none.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. We don't have one.
Right. And that's the reason. It's because nobody in L.A. has been able to attract any of the teams. Right. Now, the Chargers want to come here, the Raiders and the Rams. So we'll see. Maybe we'll have three teams here. Who knows?
Never know.
But that would be fun. You know, I like football games live, you know.
They're
fun, yeah.
I do, too.
I remember I went when we did have the Raiders, they moved down from Oakland to here. And they never really, like, assimilated. You know, people weren't crazy about them because they're sort of like bad boys. Mm-hmm. But they had probably one of the best combination of the best team when they were here, I think.
Really?
A lot of stars and stuff, yeah.
Wow.
But that was way back when.
I'm a basketball fan myself.
Really?
I am. Oh. I like to watch basketball.
What's your team?
Spurs. Spurs.
Oh,
Spurs.
Yeah. Well,
I gotta be loyal to my Spurs. Yeah. Silver and black. Yes. You know, it's really funny because I always am rooting for the Spurs, and then, you know, I'm rooting for the Lakers or the Clippers, but when they play the Spurs, I have to go with my
Spurs.
Yeah,
I have to go with the original.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember going to their games as a little kid, and it just brings back really good memories.
Yeah, good. Well, that's cool. Do they do very well, the team itself?
Spurs are doing great. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they're always a really pretty good team. Now, knock on wood.
Yeah,
I don't want to jinx them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, they're great. And, you know, just good guys, or seem like good guys. I don't personally know them, but, you know, hey, we'll pretend anyways.
Yeah, I know. Okay, and I just wanted to bring up, have you heard about all these assaults against women in Germany?
Oh, my gosh. I was watching that. Did you hear what the mayor said?
Oh, well, which one? In Germany?
In Germany,
what did they say?
That these women should keep the men at arm's length.
Really?
Yes.
So blaming the victims again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it caused massive outrage. Like, I'm sorry. I'm 110 pounds. Do you think I could keep a 200-pound man at arm's length?
And they were in gangs, too. It's not like one-on-one,
I mean, it's sick.
Yeah.
That kind of mentality is just sick.
You know, I mean, what a coward do you have to be to attack a woman with an overwhelming number of guys.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, where is it? Try one-on-one and see how, you know, she'll fight you off. But that is, and it's frightening as hell. You know, I mean, if I was in that situation and I'm a guy, I would be extremely scared, you know. So to get raped and robbed by these people, and a lot of people are saying that the people are probably refugees. You know, they look like North African men. And this has happened, like, not in just one place, but in Cologne, in Hamburg, in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
And they're saying some 500 victims have filed complaints.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot, you know. And the thing is that when they were taking in all these refugees, people were saying, you know, just wait and you just wait and see what happens. And that's what happens. You know, they bring their own cultures with them.
I know.
Cultures where women don't have any value.
Right.
You know.
I know. Really patriarchal societies. And, you know, you're right. It's true. And I think people like to think that we should be kind and let people in. I get it. I get that. We all want to think everyone's a good person.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is they're just not.
Not everyone is a good person. Yeah.
And you have to look at reality.
You really do, you know. And that's why I said, you know, I mean, I think these refugees should go to countries where they would assimilate better, like other Arabic countries, you know. It's the same language, the same religion, you know, the same culture, the same everything. So why go to Europe where it's so alien to you and you know you're not going to assimilate there?
Right. I mean, I'm the last person to judge until somebody gives me, you know, a reason to believe something by their actions.
Right.
But sometimes I just really feel like there's a reason for stereotypes.
Yeah.
They don't come out of thin air.
Right.
And not everybody who is part of that culture, or part of that race or religion or whatever, is what the stereotype would describe.
Right.
But some of them are. And, you know, you just have to be careful of that, I think, as a society and make sure that it's going to be a good fit. I agree. I think sometimes sending refugees to a country that is more along the lines of their values and their traditions and how they were raised is going to be a lot more successful.
I really think so, you know. But the Arab countries don't want to take any of the refugees, you know. So that's what you get. And the problem is that some people feel that other people are more important than us. But that's
right.
not
it's
the
like,
point.
You know, I get we're doing, you know, people, we're doing a good thing. We're taking in refugees. But inadvertently, you end up hurting your own people.
Right.
Sometimes.
What about us, you know, and all the resources that should go to vets, veterans and things like that, to poor people, to street people. You know, we're going to spend it on some people that are strangers that we don't know, who could cause trouble, you know. Yeah, who needs that? So I'm just really angry about this. I don't think there's anything lower than attacking a woman. And then, like you said, if you start blaming the women, that shows you how backwards our society is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty sick. I was watching all of that breaking news when I was in Vegas, actually, because that's about around the time it happened.
Right.
And it was everywhere. It was on every news source. And rightfully so. I mean, it's the 21st century. What is going on? It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, what are we going to do, right? We can't fix the problems of the world.
I know. We can try, but it will likely be in vain for now.
Yeah. Well, sitting here patiently, we have Tracy Lynn. And Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Of course. And you'll find out Tracy is a lot of fun. You're a very sweet person.
Thank you very much.
You know, I never see like a negative bone in your body, you know?
Thanks,
and your body has a lot of bones because you work out a lot.
Big muscular bones.
Exactly. Tracy Lynn is the host of Life Angels, which is a show here on LA Talk Radio.
That's right.
Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific on the video channel. So you guys can get to see Tracy and her guests who often need to be seen on camera because, you know, they're all like bodybuilders or athletes or fitness people.
Yeah, and we also have a lot of actors and actresses and some celebrities that come in. So,
That's true.
They're used to being on camera and, you know, they like that. They like being in the limelight. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we have a fun show. You know, Life Angels is all about, you know, just different types of people, different walks of life. So we have people that, you know, do charities. We work with the homeless. And that's why I called my show Life Angels, because I consider myself a life angel. It's all about giving back and helping people. And, you know, I want to be that type of person that can inspire and motivate people to do better and be better. So whatever you're doing in life. So, you know, that's where that name came from, you know, and I like to have other life angels on my show.
Yeah. I love that. That's really cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is. And you have some great guests. You know, I happen to run the show in the evening, and so I always see your guests and everything. And the other day she had K-9, who is a guy that looks just like Dog the Bounty Hunter, right?
Yeah, Kevin Gilger. He's amazing. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a fun guy.
We were shooting, doing a reality TV show we were filming a couple months ago, and met him on set. And he's just so, I mean, talk about being humbled. This guy is incredible. He has a heart the size of, I can't even tell you. But you met him. And he's just great. He's fun. And, you know, I told him, I'm like, I'm going to hire you as my bodyguard. You got to come around with me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you should see him dressed the part and everything.
Oh, wow.
Handcuffs around his...
Yeah, he had it right down to the handcuffs, all the rings.
Oh, my God.
And gloves and sunglasses at night and all these things, you know. The usual look, you know.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But that was fun. Yeah, he created a persona, you know, and he's cashing in on that, which is pretty cool.
You know what I love about that is his story is that he actually did a bodybuilding show at the age of 55 years old. And that's how he got noticed. That's how he became famous. And he's doing what he does because of that. So he decided to do this competition. He went up there and they were like, hey, you kind of look like Dog. And he goes, really? Okay. So he started dyeing his hair, got the extensions.
Oh, my
God. And started, like, you know, emulating him and just watching videos of Dog. And seeing all his TV shows, and then he was just all of a sudden there he was, and that was his new life.
Yeah, huh? Wow,
so it's amazing how we can recreate ourselves at any age. I love that.
That is so true.
Yeah, that's very good, very inspiring.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, you're originally from Canada, right?
I am. Vancouver, BC, Canada. I moved here 2 years ago.
Wow.
2 years already.
One of the nicest places on the planet, I think.
Thank you, as far as
cities, right?
It is beautiful and very, very clean. I remember when Oprah came, I went and saw her at our stadium out there at Rogers Arena. And she goes, I wanted to roll down my window in the limo and throw a piece of garbage out and see if a street cleaner would come pick it up because it's so clean here.
Yeah, right?
You know, so it's a big compliment. Yeah, Vancouver. Yeah. is a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's not as cold as you guys think. I know a lot of Californians are like, oh, it's so cold there. Uh-huh. But it's not. It's West Coast, so
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is West Coast.
Yeah.
I went to Victoria.
Okay, yeah.
And saw Bouchard Gardens.
Yes.
It was the most stunning thing
I've heard. Victoria is beautiful, right?
Yes. Oh, it's stunning.
Yeah. Yes, it's really nice. Yeah, it's, you know, I have a special love for my hometown. So I love Vancouver. You know, there's mountains, there's water. We're surrounded by, you know, just it's beautiful. It's lush. It rains a lot. Unfortunately, that's the downfall of it. Uh-huh. So it rains kind of like not steady, but 6 months out of the year, pretty much.
Really?
So we have a lot of lush green trees and plants, you know, rain for days. But
that's the upside of it, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't mind rain. I mean, I don't know that I'd want it 6 months out of the year. But
you'd get sick of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here because we don't get a lot. I miss it, you know.
Yeah, I know. You guys like rain when it comes. And
It kind of puts you in the mood, you know. It's like cozy and romantic and stuff, you know. It's
I love it.
Yeah. So try that for 6 months of the year. Because it's like, I mean, you don't want to leave your house because, I mean, it rains.
Right.
It rains.
Really?
It's like torrential downpour.
See, that's the thing. I can't be bothered to leave my cozy bed when it's raining.
So you'd be in the house for 6 months out of the year.
I know. Oh, my goodness. So how did you get into bodybuilding? I'm really curious about that.
Okay, so basically what happened is I've been in the fitness industry for over 25 years, and I fell in love with training when I was about 12 years old. I was always an athlete growing up. I played soccer at a professional level back home, and then I played baseball and volleyball and everything else. And so then I started training and lifting weights. And, my body wasn't always, you know, this muscular, but it just kept going, and I really loved the way I felt more than anything, you know, and just being healthy. Well, 2011, actually, my mom came, she was diagnosed with cancer, esophageal cancer, and she got really, really sick and passed away, unfortunately. Mm. And it was my stress mechanism to basically go to the gym in between hospital visits. So I was going in the morning, and then I would leave my mom, she would have a nap, and she would, you know, she had all the stuff going on. So I was, you know, trying to do whatever I could to just kind of stay sane. So I started exercising three times a day.
Wow.
And by the hospital. And and then everyone was like, oh my gosh, you know, you're in great, amazing shape. And then when my mom passed, you know, it was kind of like I didn't want to go to the dark side where some people deal with, you know, things with, you know, drinking and stuff like that.
Sure.
So
right.
I figured, you know, I'm going to put into something healthy. And I just started training and training. And someone said, you should do a fitness show. And I said, I could never do that. And they go, are you kidding? You should. So 2 months later, I competed in my first show. I came second.
Wow.
And within that year, I'd gone all the way up to nationals, came fifth in Canada. I fell in love with it. So I've been doing it ever since. I took 2 years off because of an injury, and I came back, and I just did my first show in California 3.5 weeks ago and came second. I got a national spot. So
congratulations.
Really nice.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm off to nationals to get my pro card this year. So that's going to be in July 24th in Vegas, the USA's.
Yay.
Wow. So people should go, huh?
Yeah. You guys come out and cheer me on. You know, I'll mention it more as we go, and you can follow me on Facebook and all that fun stuff.
Right.
And then also on my show Wednesday night on Life Angels, we'll be promoting that as well. But July 24th, so
what's that show called?
It's called the USA's. It's
the
a national show. Yeah, so it's one of the biggest shows.
It's a big one. I actually went there last year.
Oh, you did?
Okay, I did.
Good.
To watch my friend Allison. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where she won her pro card?
I'm not sure if she won her pro card there or not, actually.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Good. Well, you have to come again then.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. Great. So at those competitions, what is it that you have to do? What do they judge you based on?
Yeah. Well, basically, I'm posing. I do figure. So figure is less, it's more muscles than bikini. So it goes bikini, figure, physique, and then bodybuilding. So basically I'm kind of like right in the middle of bodybuilding and physique. And so it's a little bit more muscular than bikini. And I go up there and I pose and I basically perform. So I don't have to do a, you know, like any skits or, you know, fitness shows or jumping around. So basically they're looking at my physique and basically an overall look. So, you know, hair, makeup, my stage presence, so basically how I pose. So,
wow, very cool.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I still get nervous, though. I was shaking like a leaf this last one because, I mean, it was a lot of pressure. It was my first show in the States, so I was like, I got to do well, you know.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of people there cheering me on and stuff. So, but yeah, you know, I get feedback from the judges, and basically they said, you know, everything was great. Just keep doing what you're doing, you know, and you're always smiling on stage. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. They're always like, you look like you're having fun and enjoying
it. Oh, good.
It,
so. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It's kind of like a little addiction for me now.
I've heard it can be like that.
Yeah. You know, you just always want to get better. Like you said, too, I'm in the gym every day. And so, you know, it's rewarding because you have a disciplined life and you make sacrifices. And, you know, I still have a fun life. And that's the thing that I love about it. Now I've built this routine around it so I can still live. You know, I'm not always dieting and they can't go out. That was the thing before. You were dieting. You can't really do much. You got to carry your food around with you. But I'm used to it now. I just pack a cooler and, you know, I got turkey in my purse everywhere I go. It's kind of, yeah, people get kind of shocked when I pull out a chicken breast out of my purse, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's so
funny. I guess
you
do, huh? Right. And it's a good thing you're taking it seriously, you know, because it pays off, you know.
Absolutely.
So now when you win these competitions, can they help your career in any way?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Absolutely. Well, they help my career because I'm a health and fitness coach. I'm also a trainer, an athlete myself. And so I have clients that look up to me. And, you know, I coach people. So basically, you know, it definitely helps on my resume. You also make money when you get to the pro level.
Oh,
so
nice.
You compete for money.
You have sponsors and things
yes,
like that?
Yes. And right. I also have sponsors, too. So I'm sponsored by No Limit Muscle. I'm sponsored by Vitargo and Vino. Vitargo is a pretty big name. And Setwear Fitness. So I have a lot of sponsors that back
Very
me up
nice.
And they help pay for my shows that and
must
stuff like that.
That must make you feel good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, because you're like, you're doing something with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's not like you're just wasting your time with it.
Yeah.
You're inspiring other people and so forth, you know. And you said you're addicted to it. You know what? That's a good addiction, you know.
It is.
I mean, it keeps you, it's positive, you know.
Yeah, it beats the alternative of, you know, some of the other things out there. So
yeah, right.
I like to keep myself nice and healthy and fit. And, you know, it's definitely a lifestyle. I've created this lifestyle that, you know, I love. I'm passionate about it. I love to go to the gym. People ask me, you know, you spend so much time in the gym, and I say, well, I actually really, really enjoy it.
And that's why you're fortunate, you see,
yes.
Because a lot of people don't like it, like myself, for example. I don't like the gym, so I don't go, but that's a bad reason not to go. But
yeah.
But you're fortunate in that way, and that's what I'm saying, you know.
Yes.
So it was a smart thing to devote your life to it. Because it's something that comes easily to you.
Yeah. And, you know, right? The great thing about it is, too, is that I go in. I don't have to go out and resource clients. They come to me because I'm in the gym training and people come up to me and ask me for, you know, questions all the time. And, you know, I direct them to my website and things like that. And they go, will you train me? Will you coach me? And, you
right.
know, that's how I get most of my clients. So I just go in there, you know, I do my thing and then people come up to me. So it's great. I love it. And
yeah.
then we also promote it. I'm actually going to be at the LA Fit Expo this coming weekend. It'll be the 23rd and 24th down at the convention center. So you guys can come down and see me there. I'm going to be in the Vitargo booth. I'm also going to be hosting a bodybuilding.com show, Females of Fitness. So I'm
oh,
going to
fun.
Be, yeah, I'm going to be interviewing all the top females in the fitness industry. So it'll be great. You guys can come
nice.
Down and see me. I'll be signing autograph pictures and things like that. So
yeah,
it'll be a lot of fun.
What's that show called?
It's called the LA Fit Expo. It's one
okay.
of the biggest conventions. Yeah.
And
in
the fitness. Upcoming weekend. Or
yeah, it's the 23rd and 24th.
Oh, so another
so
weekend.
Another weekend, yeah.
Wow, very cool. And so you go and then you continue competing until you get to higher levels, right?
Yeah, so you get your pro card, and then once you get the pro card, that's when you start making money and the Olympia, the infamous Olympia. So my dream is always to be on the Olympia stage. Olympia is the
Where
biggest.
Where is that one?
That is in Vegas, yes, and the New Orleans. And that is the biggest fitness show in the world. So basically, you know, all the big time big wigs go up there. So I've been working my way to that. So that will be the end goal.
Yeah.
So get on that Olympia stage.
Yeah. So you get to your sights set high, you know.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
You got to just keep moving, you know, just got to keep the ball rolling. And so,
right.
You know what? I have high goals for myself and high expectations. But, you know, if you work hard and you're passionate about what you do and what you believe, then you definitely can, you know, attain all of these goals realistically.
Right. So you can get clients just by being at the gym because your body's like the advertisement, right?
Exactly.
You're like, oh, she knows what she's doing, you know?
Yeah. No, it's good. You know, and I'm also going to be launching my new homemade healthy protein bar this year. So, you know, I've been giving out samples at the gym, so I've already got everyone hooked. I can't tell you guys the name of it yet because I'm still working on that, but we're working on packaging and stuff like that. So we'll hopefully be seeing it in Sprouts and Whole Foods and supermarkets this year.
Wow. So, you'll come back and tell us about that when it's ready.
Yeah, and I'll have to bring you some samples. So you got to try the protein.
Yes, please.
Okay, what do you guys prefer, vanilla or chocolate? Or both?
Both.
Both, right. Yeah.
I love it. Kelsey.
Don't make us decide. Yeah. Right?
Both it is, all right.
Yeah, we don't want to have to choose.
I'm an equal opportunity employer when it comes to food.
I love it. Okay, good. That's great. And I want to thank you too, Sam, because, you know, I love being on LA Talk Radio. You have a great show and
thank you.
Platform. You know, and you guys, this is a great studio. You guys can't see it here, but you guys can see it on Wednesday nights when we're doing live video stream. But yeah, I just want to thank you for all that you do and
absolutely
running
thank
such
you for
a great
being with
show.
Us you know, I mean, you're giving us great content, you know, and that's the bottom line. That's how we build the website, is by having stuff that people actually want to listen to and watch.
Yeah, well, we have fun, you know. That's why I like to keep it interesting all the time. I think we're gonna throw in some relationship and, like,
oh, that'll be good.
Yeah,
that'll,
you know, fun, I'm gonna kind of turn it a little bit, because, you know, I've been asking people for feedback and stuff like that, and people always want to talk about, you know, like sex and relationships.
They do.
And
everybody
stuff
does.
Like that. So, you know, we're not going to get, we're going to keep it classy, but, you know, we're going to dive into some other topics this year too. So,
well, that's
that'd be
fascinating.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys should check it out. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Tracy Lynn. She's the host of the show Life Angels here on LA Talk Radio. You can catch the show Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the video channel. And obviously, if you can't, then it's always archived. You can check it out on our website, on her page. And there's all the archives are there, so you can check it out. A very inspiring show, very entertaining show. And Tracy's got such a great personality that, you know, you have to watch the show. You know, I mean, it's just...
Thanks.
Now, so what made you move from Canada to here? You were already doing the bodybuilding and everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I outgrew Vancouver, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a small town. It was kind of, my son always laughs at me because we'd be walking to go to the store, just grab coffee or a, you know, movie or something. And he's like, can you just wear your baseball cap or something, or a hoodie so no, everyone doesn't talk to you? Because you walk down the streets and everybody knows you.
How big is Vancouver?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's like 60,000 people. It's like
smaller.
You know, it's big, but it's not. So, but where I lived, there was so many, like, just, it was in downtown Vancouver, so everybody knew everyone.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, it's one of those things. So I'd have to kind of like hide, put the baseball cap on to walk to the store. So, you know, it was kind of, for me, I outgrew it and I wanted a change. My son went to university and into Waterloo, Ontario and Canada. And when he moved, it was kind of like, okay, now, you know, I was a single mom and I raised my son and I was very close with him. We still are, but, you know, with Cody. And so when he left, I kind of felt like I needed to just explore and expand. And so he flew the nest. So it was like, okay, time to move on. And I actually moved here originally for love. But
oh, wow.
But I took a huge risk and it didn't work out. But you know what? It got me here. So
everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
Isn't that funny how that works?
It is. You know, and I look at it like I think he was the vehicle to get me here I'm here and I know that I'm meant to be here. So that didn't work out, but my career has been flourishing and it's
great.
You know, great being in the health and fitness industry and then with the radio show and stuff like that. So
wow. I find it hard to believe you have a grown son already.
I was just going
to
say that. Oh my God.
Wow,
grown son. Thank you. Yeah. He's going to be February 30, be 23 years old.
Wow.
Very
cool.
Shout out to Cody.
Well, so I mean, you look young, you look vivacious and everything, you know, full of life. And you see, and that's the inspiration for people, you know. There's you don't give up after you have kids.
No.
You know, I mean, life can just start for you.
Yeah. And I feel like as if, you know, like when I turned, I'm going to tell my age here, but when I turned 40, it's, you know, it was like, I don't know, the world just opened up, you know, and I just have this new, you know, this calmness about me that, you know, I was just like, there's no fear, you know, and I just wanted to try everything and explore. I've always been like that. I'm very spontaneous and I'm very adventurous. So it was kind of like, okay, well, let's move to California, see how that works. And if not, you know, the next on the bucket list would be Hawaii or, you know, I'm kind of like that. I've always been like that my whole life. It's just kind of like
I'm like
just,
that too.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to pick up. Like I would pack my bags and move anywhere in the world. I, you know, I do a lot of. I like to be a loner too because I am very outgoing. So sometimes I just need to kind of pull the plug and just kind of, you know, relax and chill by myself. So I like to go to the beach a lot. I'm very calm on my days off. So Sundays it's like all my clients. You know, I shut the phone off and I just relax and, you know, meditate and pray and sit by the beach and just read a really good book and journal and stuff like that. So
that's so important to a healthy life, I think.
Yes, absolutely. It creates balance and it's just you can rejuvenate, you know. So, you know, having said that, I like to explore and just kind of like, you know, start new things and new projects. That's why I will be writing my book is going to be finished. I have a deadline of December 15th because that's the date that I moved here. It'll be 3 years this year, December. And it's also going to be the date that I get sworn in and get my U.S. citizenship.
Oh, congratulations. Yay.
I know.
Wow,
this
what
year,
a date to look forward to. Huh?
I know. So I'm super excited. So I've been writing a biography all my life, you know, and it's been an interesting road. So,
really?
You know, I've come from some, you know, little things back in the past, you know, like little addictions and things like that and eating disorders. And I mean, you name it. So I kind of look at my life so valuable now because, you know, I've come through a lot and I've come through, you know, some bad relationships and stuff, you know, just this last past one too. And so, you know, I just look at life differently now and I'm just so grateful for, you know, the things that I do have and getting a second chance to restart myself and restart it, you know, just to make a better life for myself, set an example for people. And, you know, my son is the most important thing, you know, just, you know, setting that example for him as he was growing up. You know, he saw me go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's doing so well. He's studying kinesiology and nutrition as well. So it's kind of like he's following mom's footsteps. So I'm like,
I love it.
So, you know, it's good to see that I've, you know, made a huge impact on him. And he's a really happy kid. And, you know, he's got a great life as well, too. So
very nice. So, yeah, I mean, so when you go to Tracy to get trained, you also get a lot of inspiration as well.
Thank you.
Now, so you do train people, right? You take
yes,
on
I do.
Clients and stuff. How can people get a hold of you if they want to be trained by you?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me. So you can find me on Facebook under Tracy Lynn Cowan, T-R-A-C-I, and then L-Y-N-N-C-O-W-A-N. And then you can also email me at lifeangels, all one word with a Z on the end of angels, at mail.com. Not Gmail, but at mail.com. So lifeangels at mail.com. And find me on Facebook. You can send me a message. Also TLC Athletics, Twitter, and Instagram. You can send me messages there. I do life coaching. So a life success coach is basically, you know, I put everything into one. I motivate, inspire people, but I help people. I specialize in mental health and also addictions as well. So, you know, I have a counseling background, so I like to help people and counsel them through, you know, life. Because life happens, you know, people go through breakups, people go through, you know, tons of different stuff. So I like to get them on that right path so that I can teach them. Because health and fitness at the end of the day is, you know, it's great you can train people and teach them how to eat well, but if their mind is not right and their spirit's not right and we're not balanced, then it's really, you just, you know, it's, you need to have it all. It's a total, you know, health and wellness program. So
That's great. I just found you on Instagram.
Yay. Okay, cool. I'll follow you back. Thank you.
All right.
So, you know, that's the thing about it. You got to, you know, help people get through what they're going through and, you know, what they're dealing with. So,
and so you see, like, all the stuff you've been through was not wasted, you know. I mean, it sort of like brought you to the point where you are now, where you can help other people based on your experience.
Yeah. I mean, again, everything happens for a reason. So,
no, it's so true. I mean, you know, know, I'm an ambassador for world peace. My Life Angels project is also helping with the homeless. So we go down to Skid Row, we hand out socks and water, and we sing and we pray with people.
Wow.
You know, and I also am on the board of directors for Youth Eating Disorders. It's called Dying to Be Thin. So we go to schools and colleges and stuff like that and speak to kids on youth eating disorders, because, you know, it's so sad too now that our society, we portray this image of what we're supposed to look like and be, especially in Hollywood and California. I mean,
right.
It's so much more like that. You know, there's kids that have, and boys too, not just girls, but, you know, at early as 5 years old that are having, you know, the symptoms of body dysmorphia.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Where they, you know, see different things in the mirror. And it starts, you know, usually at about age 10, sometimes 8. And, you know, we see like anorexia, bulimia, body dysmorphia, cutting, all these different things, and then leading into addictions. And
that's a horrible thing at such a young age, huh?
It's so sad, yeah. You know. But, you know, when I think about it, that's when it started for me, 12 years old.
12?
I started when I was 12 years old. I was anorexic. I was bulimic. I had body dysmorphia. You know, I used to make myself eat and throw up, and I would binge and purge. So I'd eat large amounts of food and then I would throw it up. I was always an athlete, so, you know, I always had to be in shape. And I was playing soccer, you know, and I was blacking out. Like, I mean, I was like 13, 14, 15.
My God.
Yeah, I would starve myself. I'd take diet pills.
Wow.
I mean, it was really
bad.
And
you did that because you wanted to look good. You never felt that you looked good enough, right?
Yeah, it was that too. But then, you know, I come back to it. It's all the emotional stuff, because and that's like being the life success coach, because from my experience, it all starts, you know, things with childhood. So I had a lot of childhood trauma. You know, my mom was married 5 times, and, you know, I had a lot of stepfathers, and there was a lot of abuse going on. Mm. And so for me, it was a way to control, you know, my feelings, because it was only thing I felt like I had control over in my life. So it was an emotional triggers and things like that. So, you know, at a very young age, I just started to do these things, and then I rolled into addictions, and, you know, and then I went through lots of counseling for over 20 years and to get through all those things.
Yeah.
And then I became a counselor myself and studied, you know, mental health and addictions. And, you know, I work in recovery homes and I help at churches and things like that. Just, you know, people that are broken, because it does really start, you know, like at a very young age.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine having 5 different stepfathers. My God.
I mean, know.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember the last, when my uncle was emceeing for my mom's last wedding. And she's like, Wendy, Spooner, Tilly, Cowan. And she started rattling off all her last names.
That's hilarious.
It was actually funny, because, I mean, he was totally making fun of her, and she loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom was a lot like me. She was a very free spirit. She, you know, she was just adventurous, and it was hard to tame her and, you know, keep her calm and stuff. So I think, you know, that had to do with having so many husbands.
Right.
So I was, you know, I vowed I would never follow in her footsteps. I've only been married once, but, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out. But
maybe of them
no more than 2. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 2's the max for me.
Exactly. After 2, you learn, you know. I think by then you learn what you want, what you don't want, you know. And if you feel that, hey, I'm not built for marriage, then you don't get married again, you know.
Yeah.
It's just...
And the good thing, too, is I'm not resentful. I don't have, you know, an outlook on life going, you know, I never want to be married again, or, you know, I hate men, or, you know, things like that. I'm not like that at all. And, you know, my marriage was very short. It was only a couple years long. But, again, it was the vehicle that got me here. And, you know, whatever, you know, happens after that.
Yeah.
So.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. And plus, the men are different out here.
Are they, though?
Yeah. The men are very different out here than they are back home in Canada.
In what way?
The men don't really, I find they don't really like to settle down out here. They're very kind of flaky.
Right.
And
because there's so many
options,
you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, this town is full of beautiful people.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the Tinder and things like that, you know.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, people don't have patience. It's like, you know, give that person a chance, you know, take them out or something, you know. But it's like people judge right away.
Yeah.
And they write you off right away and they move on to the next one. So I see what you're saying.
With the social media, that's the thing, the platforms and all the dating sites and stuff like that. You know, it's just, it's sad because it's taken us away from, you know, I'm very old fashioned. I like being courted and dated and, you know, all that stuff. I love that. And, you know, I love a good love story, you know, and it doesn't happen like that anymore. Everyone's just like, you know, like you said, they're impatient and they just, you know, it's like, oh, it's either all about sex or it's just, you know, who's with who or what you look like and, you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of sad that it's like that. But I mean, I'm sure there's some good ones out there.
No, there's many good ones, you know, it's just a question of finding them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing. Yeah. Now, so talking about that, I mean, would you date someone who's not as well built as you?
I mean, I get this question all the time.
That's so funny.
Actually, that is another reason why men are kind of scared and intimidated by me.
I can see that.
Yes, until it's funny because I don't, you know, if I just first meet people and they look at me and I can tell right away because, you know, I read people and, you know, they're kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to say anything. And then I speak and they're like, oh, you're actually really nice. That's what I get all the time. I go, actually really nice, thanks. So yes, I would date somebody that's not as built as me. I actually prefer somebody that isn't, you know, all buff and manicured. I like somebody that takes care of themselves. But in the fitness industry, and because I'm also a fitness professional, I see bodies all the time, so it doesn't intrigue me as much as the average person, you know.
Right.
Like guys would say to me, oh, you see, you know, guys with abs and good looking guys all the time. I kind of look at it as I'm like a physician, a doctor, because I'm looking at these bodies and I'm helping to change them and change their physiques and work with them. So, and also plus they're kind of vain, I'm not going to lie.
Isn't that true?
They're like looking in the mirror and, you know, they're more metrosexual and taking care of themselves than I am. So it's like I can get ready in 10 minutes. Put a baseball cap on and some jeans and stuff and a t-shirt, and if my guy takes longer than me, then it's no bueno. So I do like an average Joe, as people would say.
Yeah,
but people, you know, the thing is too, you know, guys get insecure around me because, you know, they're like, well, I'm not very fit, I don't have abs, and you probably like a bodybuilder. And by the time, you know, I've talked to them, the first 20 minutes is them explaining why they don't have abs, and I'm just you're good, it's okay, let's just talk about something else. Or they don't want to eat, you know, unhealthy around me.
Oh my gosh.
And so they're ordering salads. Poor guys are like starving on our date, you know, because they're trying to eat healthy and be conscious. And, you know, I'm very down to earth, so it's not about looks are important, but, you know, secondary to me, humor and somebody that's kind and
likewise, I like that too.
Yeah, humor is huge for me, and then just kind, caring, you know, gentleman.
Right.
So if and any plus, out there,
I mean, and, I know. And you know, your muscles and your build is not like that freakish one that some women have.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
That they go overboard. You know, I mean, I think it just. It's just nice, well-defined, you know, muscular and everything. But it's not like, and also you don't have that thing with the voice changing because you're probably not taking steroids.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't take steroids. I never have. I've done a lot of natural shows, back home. Unfortunately, when you're in this organization out here, it's not tested. So
dang it, really? So there are people
up
who
against.
Do.
Oh, absolutely. I'm up against, you know, girls that are, you know. So I remember being at a national show one year, and I just looked down the road. All I saw were like monster shoulders beside me. I was like, I'm going to lose. That's all I remember saying. And my dad looked at me when I come off the stage and he goes, those are not women.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
No, it's too much.
You know, and I always vowed if I ever got to that point where I started considering taking drugs or supplementation or whatever it may be, that I would get out of the sport because that's not where I wanted to go with it. You know, and I can see how people, you know, I can see how it goes there because, you know, you want more and you want to see, you know, more results and things like that. But if I'm taking the sport to that level, then, you know, it's time for me to check out.
Yeah.
I've heard you kind of get addicted to the gains. Like,
Yeah, but, you know, again, I like to look like a, you know, a feminine female, and I don't want to, you know, I never really liked that look. I don't want to look like a man. And
I don't like that either.
You know, yeah, because there's a point where you cross, and it's
yeah,
like,
and yeah. You definitely alienate men at this point, you know?
I mean, nobody I'm already will scaring wanna, them off. I'm looking like a dude in a dress. This is not good. So, yeah, this is as far as it goes, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, Tracy Lynn, the host of Life Angels, what's the name of your company again, TLC?
TLC Unleashed is, we've opened up my new company, new business this year. So I've just launched my YouTube. So you guys are going to be seeing lots more of that. And it's also under Tracy Lynn Cowan under YouTube as well. So workout videos, things like that. My website's just being redone. So once that comes up, it's going to be revamped as TLC Unleashed. Uh-huh. And you guys can check it out. Workout videos. I do online coaching and training and consulting and also life coaching as well. So
right.
Yeah.
And TLC is your initials, actually.
Yeah,
wow.
I know,
I just realized that.
That's
it worked
so cute.
Out well. Yeah.
I'm a little slow, but I finally figured things out.
That's funny.
So give your handles on social media again so people can find you.
Absolutely. Tracy Lynn Cowan. So it's spelled with an I, T-R-A-C-I. And then Tracy Lynn Health and Fitness Life Coach. And then we also have Life Angels LA Talk Radio Facebook as well. And I also have TLC Athletics for Twitter and Instagram, and then YouTube, we've got the Life Angels on LA Talk Radio. You can see that Stitcher and iTunes as well. And then, TLC Athletics. So you guys can find me on all those.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Very good for you. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much
you're
for having me,
Sam. You're a lot of
me,
fun.
Sam,
you're
Kelsey.
Full of inspiration. And Tracy here is here to tell you that if you guys turn adversity into something else, you can look good, you can feel good, and you can do well in your life.
That's right.
You know, so much
Any
success
age.
To you, Tracy.
Thank
continued
you.
Success. And
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And I highly recommend you guys go and contact her and have her train you, because you're going to look like $1 million or 1.5 billion.
I love it.
Speaking of that, I got to go buy my ticket.
I know. I have people
oh
from Israel
gosh,
calling me
yes.
to buy tickets for them.
You're kidding.
You know?
That's hilarious.
Congratulations on your site as well, Kelsey. That's
oh,
great.
You
guys, yeah, definitely want to do those before and afters. That's awesome. Yeah. I guess I couldn't do it now.
I know, right?
I'd be kind of cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've already done the journey. You
right?
know, you're on your next one. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Kelsey, thank you. Feel
yes,
better.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.